The Regional District of Kootenay Boundary, RDKB, Board of Directors approved its 2025 to 2029 five-year financial plan on Wednesday, April 2, outlining priorities for regional services and infrastructure investments. The 2025 budget comes in at $95 million across 74 services, marking the largest in the district's history. Of this, $34 million, about 36%, will come from tax requisitions. This represents a 13% increase compared to 2024. Six services account for approximately 81%, $3.25 million, of the overall tax requisition increase. East End Regionalized Sewer Utility, $2.2 million increase. General Government Services, $477,000 increase. Kootenay Boundary Regional Fire Rescue, $315,000 increase. Building and Plumbing Inspection, $101,000 increase. Grand Forks Rural Fire Protection, $98,000 increase. Emergency Preparedness, $66,000 increase. Notably, the remaining 68 services combined account for a $773,000 increase, or just 2.6%, compared to 2024, resulting in a much lower impact for most taxpayers outside of the East End Sewer Utility. Because of how regional district legislation works, each service operates independently with its own budget. Funds cannot be transferred between services. That's why tax requisition increases vary by municipality and electoral area. For example, the City of Trail faces the highest increase in requisition, roughly 33%, while the Village of Montrose sees the lowest, at 0%. Trail's higher share is tied to the East End Regionalized Sewer Utility, which saw the largest tax requisition jump, about $2.2 million. This increase is due to the upgrade of the Columbia Pollution Control Center, a sewer treatment plant serving Trail, Rossland, Warfield, Rivervale, and Oasis. Costs to each municipality are based on measured monthly flows, broken down as follows: Trail, 68%, Rossland, 20%, Warfield, 11%, and Oasis Rivervale, nearing 1%. The regional district oversees 74 services in all, which are divided into six categories: environmental, protective, recreation and cultural, development, transportation, and general government. Half of the budget is allocated to environmental services. This includes waste management, organics, water, and sewer systems. Protective services receive about 20%, covering fire protection in electoral areas, regional fire rescue, 911 dispatch, emergency preparedness, victim services, building inspections, animal control, and mosquito control. Recreation and cultural services account for 12%, supporting libraries, parks, trails, and recreational facilities. In total, 80% of the budget is directed toward the three services: environmental, protective, and recreation and cultural services. The remaining 20% goes to general government and development services. General government services provide legislative, legal, and administrative support to the board and staff, and includes human resources, IT, repair and maintenance of administrative buildings, and funding for various studies. Development services include land use policy and zoning regulation, floodplain management, coordination of urban fringe planning, and economic development and watershed services. Farhad Hossain, RDKB's Chief Financial Officer, said financial planning is a collaborative effort that puts the board's priorities and work plan into action. Board Chair Andy Morrell said the plan reflects the regional district's commitment to core services and responsible financial management. This plan will guide RDKB's service delivery and strategic priorities moving forward, ensuring that key infrastructure projects and essential services continue to meet the needs of our residents, he added. The full five-year financial plan and annual financial reports are available via the regional district's website, rdkb.com.